From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Gunmen have stormed a restaurant popular with expatriates in Dhaka, Bangladesh. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Amak News Agency also claimed that more than 20 people were killed. However, Bangladeshi police report only two police officers are dead. They say they are trying to free the hostages. 8 to 9 gunmen entered the Holy Artisan Bakery in the diplomatic zone of Dhaka around 9:20 local time Friday. Several foreigners are among those still trapped inside. Ahmed Benazir, who is the head of the elite anti-crime force Rapid Action Battalion, said Friday night his men are working to save the lives of the people trapped inside. He said there is nothing to panic about. All of us are here, and let me say again, we want to establish contact with those who entered with arms. We want to contact them and listen to their issues. We want to resolve it peacefully. This is our first goal here. Several wounded police officers were hospitalized after security forces exchanged fire with the attackers inside the restaurant. The White House says that President Obama has been briefed on the situation. The U.S. Defense Department says a coalition airstrike killed Islamic State's Deputy Minister of War and military commander in Mosul, Iraq, June 25th. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said in a statement the strike near Mosul killed Basim Mohammed Ahmad Sultan al-Bajari, the Deputy Minister of War, who oversaw the Islamic State's capture of Mosul. Cook said that Hatim Talib al-Tamudi, also an Islamic State military commander in Mosul, was killed in the strike. This